have six stores in Hennessy, May, Gray, June, Gloom, and after that is Atara.
Hi. I'm going to preface this by saying in my long life I have lived in New York, San Francisco, Miami, and Las Vegas prior to my 10 years now in San Diego. May, Gray, June, Gloom. When you move to a new place, it takes a while to get acclimated to your new environment. In San Diego, when I first moved here, I heard a friend say the words, June Gloom. I had never heard that term before. Marine Layer was another new one. I thought that might be a hooker that worked the bars out by Camp Pendleton. When I found out what made Gray June Gloom phenomenon was, I left. Here I was living in a place with the best weather in the country, and the pussy San Diegans found something to bitch about. In other parts of the country, people deal with hurricanes, tornadoes, nor'easters, cyclones, ice outs, whiteouts, hailstorms, freezing rain, Arctic temperatures, and staggering heat. Here in San Diego, we must persevere and deal with cloudy mornings. What a tragedy. The night sky in the Cortez Hill area is illuminated by a large neon sign. It says El Cortez, the former hotel, now condominiums. This gives the neighborhood a noir look and feel. I was sitting in a coffee shop in Cortez Hill area one morning when I heard a conversation between two Gen X residents of the area. Jen, oh no, another cloudy morning. Logan, heaven help us, it's the May Gray. Jen, I really get down in the dumps this time of year. Logan, thoughts of suicide crossed my mind in May. Jen, I know what you mean. One thing good about living in San Diego is you're never too far from the Coronado Bridge. Logan, I know what you're saying, but I could never kill myself that way. My car would get towed away. Jen, that would suck. Maybe we should think about moving. Where would we go? Logan, I'm thinking about St. Louis. Jen, really? Logan, it has one of the highest crime rates in the country. There's a riot every other year. It's oppressively hot in the summer and bitter cold in the winter. On top of that, there's absolutely nothing to do. Jen, perfect.